Dallas. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Whoo, we got a lot to talk about today. Boy, we got a lot to talk about today. It looks like diabetic-linked amputations are declining. I know, thank you. Yes, I think the Dr. Dahlia Show gets a lot of credit, but I also think you get credit. Yeah, I do. I will share the credit on this one, as well as thousands of other medical providers out there that have been really trying to nip diabetes in the bud, to check your feet in the butt. Yeah, true, our butt exams probably get some credit for this, as well as all the foot checks and vascular checks and medications out there and pharmaceutical companies. Yay, pharmaceutical companies. Okay, so we're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about how some of us have been doing daily routines to our hair. And according to one researcher, it's wrong. We probably should not be doing as many things to our hair as we've done. And so I'll give you guys some scoop on how to take care of your hair. I know some of you are kind of scratching your head going, wait a second, Dahlia is no expert on hair. Well, you know, my messy hairdo, I do it for a reason, okay? I do it for a reason. Then we had a study that came out saying statin medications, these cholesterol medications, are linked to increased breast cancer, almost double the chances of breast cancer for those women that take cholesterol-lowering statins. But I'm confused because a week ago, there was a study that came out saying these cholesterol-lowering medications lower breast cancer. So does it lower breast cancer? Does it raise breast cancer? I don't get it. Okay, do I take the pill? Do I put the pill in my mouth? Do I take the pill out of my mouth? Do I put the pill in my mouth? Do I take it out of my mouth? Okay, then, speaking of mouth, it looks like that the HPV vaccine may actually shield women against throat cancer. Now, HPV is a sexually transmitted virus. I'm a little confused as to how HPV would actually be in the throat. I mean, if HPV is a sexually transmitted virus, I mean, we have sex, what? We're all supposed to have sex missionary style, right? Missionary position. Shouldn't really be any other, you know, positions that people usually do. I'm not sure how HPV could actually get to the back of the throat unless, of course, it crawls up. I'm kind of confused about that. But Adam and Eve, The first type of sexual position, no. The first sexual position I do not think was missionary. I think Adam and Eve, if you really dissect it, I think Adam and Eve would have probably been more of a, I don't know, cowgirl or reverse cowgirl position. Just reading the Bible and from my biblical studies, I would think that missionary position was not an option. And I tell you why. I think Eve wanted to see what the hell was going on. I mean, think about it. 6 days before she and Adam were made, this whole world happened, right? Then all of a sudden, it's the Sabbath. God takes the day off. Okay, meanwhile, Adam is probably running around. Take a look at Eve going, whoo, okay, let's do some hibbity-dibbity. Meanwhile, she's like, wait a second here. I need to know what the hell is going on. What is going on? All right? And he's like, oh, come on. Let's have sex, lady. Come on. So she's like, all right, but I need to see what's going on. That's why I don't think they had, I'm serious. That's why I don't think they had sex missionary position. Because if she can't see because he's on top, then I don't think Eve would have had it that way. I think Eve wanted to make sure that whatever she was supposed to be doing with Adam, she could still figure out what's going on. Now, why do I think Eve was in that sort of power position? Because she was the one that the serpent talked to. The serpent didn't talk to Adam. The serpent talked to Eve. Why? Because the serpent probably was like, well, the woman makes most of the decisions in the couple relationship anyway, right? So the serpent went to Eve and said, look, lady, eat the apple or the forbidden fruit. Now, true, I know men fault us women for getting God mad at us and then creating snakes. I understand that. Okay, I'm not saying Eve was in the right. I'm just saying that back in biblical times, the serpent probably thought that Eve made most of the decisions and was in control. And this was evidenced by her telling Adam to eat the forbidden fruit. Hence, therefore, ergo, she would not have done missionary position, had to have been probably cowgirl or reverse cowgirl style during sex. Okay? Make sense? Makes sense. Honestly, I don't understand why you guys doubt me sometimes. My knowledge of the Bible and my knowledge of science is irrefutable. So, going back to medical news, HPV, the HPV vaccine that we've been having our young girls and boys take may actually shield against throat cancer. The only thing is we're still waiting for the verdict to come out if it's going to shield boys against throat cancer. Boys getting HPV in their mouths, again, I still really can't fathom it. I think maybe if they fall into the ground and something gets on their lips, I'm not too sure. But for women who have gotten the Gardasil, right, cervarix vaccines to prevent against HPV, that can hopefully prevent against HPV cancer. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show. Very busy day. Never too busy, though, to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another story I want to talk about is there's a surgeon from New York who is being accused of performing phantom surgeries where he would open up the patient and close the patient back up, but no surgeries. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Dan, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We had a huge thunderstorm, the start of monsoon in Las Vegas, Nevada, where I am and the Dr. Dahlia Studios are. We have Dr. Dahlia Studios. You know that big, huge, tall building on the Strip? You know that big, huge kind of that goes up into the stratosphere, right? That big, tall thing that, yeah, that's not it. But my studios are in Las Vegas, and we had a huge monsoon, lots of, you know, thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening. Anyway, it was a pretty good storm. So I was having some electrical issues, but it looks like so far good, so good. Most people's power is back up. As long as you guys can hear me coast to coast, I'm a happy girl. Everybody else, if they need to keep warm in Las Vegas in the summer, they could just light a fire. Most of us have the electric battery-operated fireplaces in our houses, right, where you turn a switch. Yeah, I got to tell you, man, just on my bucket list is to live back east just once. I just want to live back east just once so I could see what it's like to actually start a real fire. Just a, you know, some log, actually light a match. Yeah, the only fire I've ever known is flipping a light switch next to the fireplace. All right, I know it's summer, but still. All right, for those of you single ladies out there, Michael Moore, documentary filmmaker Michael Moore, is going to be on the market. I know. Michael Moore and his producer wife, Kathleen Glenn, are splitting up. Michael Moore is 59 years old, filed for divorce from Glenn, his wife of 21 years, back on June 17th. I know. I'm sure the line is already mile long. This occurred near their home in Torch Lake, Michigan. I guess the complaint says that Moore and Glenn, 55, could no longer live together and that the relationship is broken down with no reasonable likelihood that the marriage can be preserved. You think she's a Republican? I mean, if he's breaking up with her, oh. Glenn produced several of Moore's films, including Bowling for Columbine, Sicko, and Fahrenheit 9/11. They had married back in Flint, Michigan on October 19th, 1991, and own a home in the Transverse City area. I have an affiliate out there in Transverse City. They have no children. Do we want to stop and have that thought in our minds for a little bit, Michael Moore and Miss Glenn trying to have kids? No. But anyway, moving on, he is single ladies, Michael Moore, on the market. Now, something I think that is actually cool, without being facetious, is the invisibility wetsuit. Have you guys seen this? There is a wetsuit for divers that has been launched in Western Australia to camouflage swimmers so sharks won't come up and attack them. It looks kind of sexy to me. Problem is, if you're fishing for sharks, I guess you may not want to wear one of these. But it's called an invisibility cloak, kind of 007 style. No, not really 007 style, but what it does is it protects surfers from sharks. It's been launched in Western Australia, which I think is not the shark capital, but I think there's a lot of sharks. I don't know, there's a lot of ocean in Australia, so my guess is there's a lot of shark. Look, I'm not a marine biologist. I'm a lover. I'm a medical doctor. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. They've unveiled two new wetsuits that they say could save lives in the water. There is, apparently sharks are colorblind. So one wetsuit is labeled Elude, and it's designed to camouflage the swimmer or the diver in the sea. The other is called Diverter, where it has these bold white and dark blue stripes, and it's supposed to mirror nature's warning signs to ward off a potential shark attack. I'm not really too sure if sharks do see stripes, right, when a bad guy's coming, so they flee. But as far as I'm concerned, fine, if that's the way you do it. Now, how cheap are the suits? $495. But think about it. If you got a shark bite, right, and Obamacare's kicking in, trust me, $495 is pennies on the dollar. Now, Professor Sean Collin from UWA's Ocean Institute said a mix of scientific discoveries and observations about nature were used to come up with the warning suit designs. No, no. What it was is somebody's into stripes. And stripes haven't been around, I guess, since the 1980s on clothes. So somebody said, look, let's bring back stripes. Sharks probably don't like stripes. Let's try it. All right. Five fatal attacks in West Australian waters in just under 12 months has now prompted a market to go. I don't know if I would try it. Here's my problem. Any wetsuit, if you want to make money, and you want to make money on me, then make a suit that has access for me to go to the bathroom. Now, a lot of people that dive would say, wait a second, Dahlia, if you pee while you're wearing your wetsuit, it warms you up. True. But I don't like taking off my wetsuit and being covered in pee. I don't think it gets all cleaned off. And when I'm diving and trying to dodge sharks, I really don't want to think about that. So why can't women have an opening like guys get to in their underwear? This way, I mean, honestly, you think I don't know how to ward off a shark? Let me pee. And if I have some feminine products fall out at the same time, I am sure the shark is going to be diverted. Just let a feminine product float starboard and let the shark go after the feminine product. Whether I'm wearing stripes, whether I'm wearing my Duran Duran t-shirt, I don't think the shark will go after me. I'm really not as meaty as people think anyway. So that's it on sharks. 1-877-DOC-DALY. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Now, a surgeon is facing huge sanction and hundreds of lawsuits over phantom surgeries. I really don't get this. Dr. Spyros Panos and Mid-Hudson Medical Group are named in over 200 malpractice suits. He apparently had scheduled up to 22 surgeries a day and was billing for work never completed, according to this lawsuit. He used to be a surgeon at a St. Francis Hospital in Poughkeepsie, New York. Now, a 76-year-old woman allegedly has died as a result of this. Now, they say most surgeons schedule maybe 32 procedures a month. I don't know. I mean, these days and age with robots and lasers and all the cool stuff they have, I think you could easily do multiple surgeries in a day. 22, though? No. 22 is a little bit odd because you want to wait for the anesthesia to kick in and the person to wake up before you go into the next OR, which means 22 surgeries a day. That means technically that would be about a surgery every hour and 20 minutes. Doesn't jive with me. Now, Deborah Nini McNamee alleges that in 2009, Panos was supposed to perform surgery on her 76-year-old mother, Constance Nini's left knee to repair damage from arthritis. And he had told them that it was going to be in and out. So he was supposed to arthroscopically stick a little, camera in, clean out any of the tissue, maybe do a meniscectomy, you know, just kind of clean up the cartilage, etc., whatever. But Nini had died of a pulmonary embolism that was apparently caused by a blood clot that broke free and blocked the lung's main artery. Pulmonary embolism, we've talked to on the show, pretty scary stuff. Now, not a common, I mean, most people that go for knee surgery shouldn't have to worry about pulmonary embolism, but if it's something that could happen. But if he never really did the surgery, right, then there's already some liability here. Apparently, allegedly, he fudged the post-surgery notes related to the procedures he had done, and the autopsy showed nothing was ever done on her knee. Now, where was the scrub tech? Where was the anesthesia? Usually anesthesiologists, I know everybody thinks they sit there and watch YouTube videos or read magazines. A lot of them like to watch. You know, they'll talk to the surgeon, they'll peek, they'll, you know, take a look, see what's going on, because they're able to then rate and kind of gauge what they need to do on anesthesia and wake-up time, etc. So they're watching. Nobody watched? Now, also he's accused of having performed the wrong surgery. Barbara Murphy had a broken collarbone fixed by him in 2010. Instead, he operated on a rotator cuff. Okay, now, I can't stand when alleged bozos like this sully the good name of the medical profession. But this is a complete embarrassment if this is so true. I mean, was he ever a surgeon? That's my guess. I mean, if you're a surgeon, you like to cut. I mean, I could see people almost even cutting more than they need to because you just love it so much. But to open up, pretend, do the hokey pokey, turn yourself around, sew them back up, makes no sense. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
Everybody, listen up. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more. We have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it, and they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SquattyPottyStore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
Lion. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show page. Also, we have an iPhone app and an Android app where you can download the Dr. Dahlia Show for free. Listen to it anytime you want. Even though we are live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, and Saturdays 10 a.m. all Pacific time, some of you don't get a chance to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show at night. You know, you get all cuddled up right by the fire listening to the Dr. Dahlia. I know it's summer. I'm really, really waiting for winter. Anyway, listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. This way, you guys learn something. Now, I think we've all learned something over the last few decades, because amputations that used to occur, unfortunately, far too common with diabetics, are now on the down slope. Yeehaw! I'm so excited about this. So fewer feet and leg amputations are being performed. as what's remarkable about this is diabetes is actually on the rise. We are seeing more and more diabetics. I know some of you think, you know, we doctors suck, but no, it's not our fault. It's just we have a growing, aging population. We have increase in obesity. Plus, we're diagnosing you with diabetes way sooner than we used to. You know, by the way, let me just go off on a tangent here. I'll talk to patients about their family history of diabetes, cholesterol, etc. And I'll have a 40-some-year-old person in my office or a 50-some-year-old person in the office, and I'll say, look, there's a chance you could be turning diabetic. And I go, you know, was diabetes in the family? Oh, yeah, diabetes in the family, but not till later. I go, well, how old? Well, 70 for my mom, 65 for my dad. They had diabetes, but they didn't have diabetes till they were older. Okay, now stop for a second here. 10, 20, 30 years ago, were people getting their blood sugar checked as often as they do now when they were middle-aged? No. We didn't run a lot of blood tests back then like we do now. Number two, I got a list here. Number two, the sugar level has slowly gone down. As we've looked at what level to finally call it diabetes, the number has gone down. When I was in training, if you had a fasting blood sugar under 140 and below, you were good. But now it's, well, your blood sugar needs to be below 100. So you could have, let's say, had blood work maybe, I don't know, in 1998, and your blood sugar might have been 152, and nobody called you diabetic. Yet now we're calling you diabetic, you see? You know, so I don't know if there's a number three. I haven't been able to think that far ahead. So just because your relatives were diagnosed with diabetes when they were 60s or 70s, I know my family and their more European way of thinking, they didn't go to the doctor when they were 40 or 50. They didn't get their prostates checked. They didn't get mammograms done. All of a sudden, I go through medical school, and then I tell everybody, okay, well, y'all got to get, your prostates checked. And my father's like, say what? You want what? Oh, hell no. Hell no. Well, he did it with an accent, of course. And so for those of you who are giving your doctor your family history, that great-grandma wasn't diagnosed with diabetes till she was 85, my guess is great-grandma probably had diabetes for a while. Now, what are some clues into your family history if your family never went to the doctor? Okay, so for example, my family history was pretty negative. We really had nothing in the family because nobody was sick in my family till they died. You see? Nobody went and got preventative stuff done. So we had no idea if my father's cholesterol was high, no idea if his blood sugar was high until I, you know, became a doctor and I said, you're getting your blood work done or, you know, I'm not going to, you know, visit you in the nursing home later. You know, he didn't like that. All right. Mammograms were done, et cetera. Okay, so let's say you're trying to think, was diabetes in the family? Well, one way you could maybe, now again, these are just clues. Okay, this isn't foolproof. But let's say somebody in your family was a little bit overweight and used to give birth to big babies, like 10-pound babies. Well, if somebody in your family gave birth to big babies, they could have had gestational diabetes at the time. Now, true, you know, something like my family, we're all pretty big-boned, right? We got size 10 feet. The women in my family would never be considered petite. And my mom gave birth to my brother, my fourth brother, 10 pounds, 5 ounces. Now, she's not diabetic, but again, they didn't test for gestational diabetes. But you see, that's a clue. Let's say you look at old family pictures, and somebody had a nose that was kind of round and kind of like Santa Claus' nose. Okay, that could be a sign of diabetes. Did one of your family members have problems with their vision and start going blind? That could have also been a sign of diabetes. Did anybody lose their foot? Did anybody in the family, always the family dog would go up to and lick their feet? The dog would go to nobody else, but the dog would lick Uncle Joe's feet. Uncle Joe was probably diabetic. He might be a diabetic. So those are like little clues that things like that were going to family, happening in the family. Let's say Aunt Bertha, 75 years old, would always faint, kept just fainting. Okay? You would say, hi, Aunt Bertha, and she'd be like, oh, and faint. She could have been having TIAs or mini strokes. So the only reason why I'm telling you this is some of you are like, Dahlia, yeah, please, this is common sense. But no, even I have to stop and go, wait a second. Somebody in my family always had knee pain. And they'd take a crap load of Buffering or Bear Aspirin at the time. Maybe that was gout and they were never diagnosed with gout. You know, you just kind of go back and you see, you know. And I'm sure my kids and grandkids are going to be like, well, you know what? Aunt Dahlia always had super-sized maxi pads in her purse instead of candy. I bet she suffered from fibroids and menorrhagia. And I got to tell you, kudos to the grandkids for figuring that one out. Okay? 1-877-DOC-DALLIE, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, diabetes is on the rise, but the amputations are down. Yee-haw-hoo! Now, what is the incidence of getting an amputation if you're diabetic? According to one study, people that have diabetes for years and uncontrolled diabetes have at least a 25% lifetime risk of amputation. Now, in this study, researchers reviewed Medicare claims from 2000 to 2010 to see who had leg, feet, and toe amputations and why. They say the rate for upper and lower leg amputations fell 47% among people with diabetes over the decade, and the rate of lower extremity amputations, like below the knee, etc., alone declined about 29% during that time period. Now, partial toe amputations did actually rise 24%. Now, why would that be? Well, because I think in the olden days, you would start losing toes and you wouldn't feel it. Because remember, diabetics, you know, heavy diabetics don't really feel things as well. So the toe probably didn't, they didn't think much about the toe until finally the infection spread all the way up to the foot and the leg. If toes were amputated more than lower leg amputations, to me that means we just caught it early. Okay? And no, this show isn't about how doctors are the good guys. You guys get credits. You get credit too. Why? Because we doctors tell you, we medical providers, nurse practitioners, PAs, we're phenomenal at telling you, check your feet. Have your wife check your feet. Have your husband check your feet. Don't have the dog check the feet. Yeah, I suppose you could do that. Stick your foot in front of your dog and see if they lick. But see, here's the problem. My cats lick my toes. When they're hungry, they go under the cover and they try to find my tippy toes, and then they try to lick the tippy toes. Now, I think the reason why is I got sparkly polish on my nails, and I think they're excited to the sparklies, right? It's not because I'm diabetic. Trust me. I have other medical issues than diabetes. Okay. All right. So good job, guys. Well done. Way to go. Okay. When we come back, let's talk about statins. Do they cause breast cancer? Do they prevent you from breast cancer? 1-877-DOC-DALLIE. Don't go away.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. Freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
America, pay attention. Don't wait for the next natural disaster or fight for global domination to prepare yourself with Chef 5-Minute Meals. These delicious self-heating home-style meals are 5-year shelf-stable and require no water, no refrigeration, no microwave. Tasty enough for Rachel Ray, tough enough for the apocalypse. Get yours at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502. Don't depend on the government. Be ready. Chef, the number 5mm.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy. Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. A weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Serrata, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, I don't like some of these studies that come out that make me eat some crow. I don't like eating crow. But what I'm even more frustrated about is what the hell am I supposed to tell you guys when we have such conflicting data. So, for example, last week there was a study that came out of University of Pittsburgh where doctors reported that statin medications, these cholesterol medications, right? Lipitor, Zocor, Crestor, or Pravastatin, Atorvastatin, right? The statin medications, Lovastatin. These medications were linked to reducing breast cancer. Came out of University of Pittsburgh. They looked at 7,500 women aged 65 or older, and they showed that a rate of breast cancer was 3.3%, but less, 2.2% in that 7,500 group of women among women who were using statin medications to lower cholesterol. And the rate among women using non-statin drugs to lower cholesterol was, I guess, even better. So they had recommended that we do more studies on these cholesterol-lowering medications to see why it's preventing breast cancer to that degree. Small degree, but still to the degree. And you all know that my favorite pharmaceutical out there, not Viagra, stop it, is the statin medication. Because I have not had one patient who died of a heart attack who was taking these statin medications. So, I mean, for it to also lower your risk of breast cancer, I think there's been also some studies linking it to lowering colon cancer. I mean, that's pretty cool. You know, I love twofers. I love being able to kill a couple birds with one stone. I love that. Okay? Now, while I'm all happy doing the dance, like, woohoo, see, Dr. Dahl is right, statin medication, yay, statin medication, woohoo, a study comes out yesterday, or a report of a study comes out yesterday, saying if you do take these cholesterol-lowering medication statins in women, you could double your risk of breast cancer. So, and since this study was in a bigger font, this got more media coverage. So since then, I've been getting flooded with emails going, Dr. Dahlia, I take Crestor 20 milligrams. I take Lipitor 10 milligrams. I take Vitorin 10-20. Does that count? What do I do? Now, this study got a bigger font in the news because as opposed to 7,500 women, it was 48,000 women. No, not 48,000 women. How many women were in the study? I guess the font isn't so big. Whoa, wait a second. Did they only look at 2,000 women for this? Why did they get a bigger font? Maybe the women had bigger breasts, so the study had a bigger font. I don't know. But anyway, they say here that the latest findings identified invasive ductal carcinoma, which kind of starts at the ducts of the breast before spreading inwards. And it's usually the more common type of breast cancer, your intraductal carcinoma. Now, experts at Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle also found that the chances of getting invasive lobular carcinoma, which is more rare but even more deadly, went up almost 2.5 times in some women on statins. Now, one out of every 8 women get breast cancer, as it is. Now, I don't know how many women get high cholesterol. I believe it's probably about 1 in 5 now because we're diagnosing high cholesterol early. And one of the best medications for cholesterol out there, if you could tolerate it, are the statins. Now, high cholesterol does what? It could cause heart attacks. It could cause stroke. Right? Sometimes if you don't metabolize your cholesterol well, the mechanism is in place for you also not to metabolize your blood sugar. So we'll sometimes see diabetes and cholesterol go hand in hand. So as anybody's doctor, I'm going to be very aggressive when it comes to cholesterol because the number one killer of anybody ever, I mean, in the more middle age on up adult age group, because the younger age group, it's accidents. In the older, in the middle age on up age group, is heart disease. It's not breast cancer. It's heart disease. So, what the hell do we do? Now, here's the thing. These studies are a dime a dozen. You have studies that come and go all the time. And depending on your latest study, right, you know, depending on the last study the doctor sees, sometimes that's going to be the mode of action until a week later another study comes up. But what if these studies never agree? Now, what I've told you all this time, and I've been on the radio now for about 4.5 years, right? I think I started January 2009. What I've told you guys is, look, you're going to be getting conflicting information all the time. You're going to have studies that are done. The studies will find coincidentally, you know, something works or something doesn't work, etc. The best thing to do is do everything in moderation. Okay? How much hairspray to use, how much coffee to drink, alcohol, everything in moderation. If everything's in moderation, you probably will be playing it safe. But when it comes to statin medications, you can't do statin medications in moderation. Boy, am I having trouble speaking today. And the reason why is these statin medications not only help prevent you from making cholesterol and forming it, but they also prevent your plaque that's on your coronary arteries from breaking off and causing a massive heart attack. The reason why I love this group of medications and those people who could tolerate it. If you can't tolerate it or have side effects, I don't love it with you. But the ones who tolerate it is because it prevents that plaque from breaking off. And like I said, knock on wood, and I am knocking on wood, no heart attacks, fatal heart attacks in any of my patients who were taking a statin at the time. And I really believe that if my father would have taken the Lipitor when I told him to, he wouldn't be dead. But he didn't want to take the Lipitor. He thought it would hurt his liver. Going to hurt my liver. I don't want to take the Lipitor. Leave me alone, girl. Leave me alone, little girl. Leave me alone. So I left him alone, and he drops dead. I mean, scary stuff. So now I'm kind of stuck. What the hell do I tell you guys to do? How do we do this in moderation if possibly this one study is saying it could put us at risk for high cholesterol? Now, many women, if you ask them the choice, I'm sorry, if it puts you at risk for breast cancer, many women, if you ask them the choice, some will say, no, please, I don't want cancer. Forget it. I will pass. All right? Then you have other women who will say, no, I've seen heart attacks. I've seen strokes in my family. I could deal with the breast cancer. I could get a mastectomy. So my suggestion is this, because, see, I don't like to just give you guys the study and tell you, you know, that we're all screwed and then go off air. I like to do something productive. So what I say is this. Okay, number one is talk to your doctors about this, period. Okay, number two is try to be on the lowest dose medication you need. If you're taking an 80 milligram statin of one brand, see if switching it to a different brand could bring you down to lower doses. I can't tell you how many people I've inherited from other practices whose Zocor level was 80 milligrams. Simvastatin level is 80 milligrams. I put them on Crestor 20, and it does the trick. So try to look and see if you could be on the lowest dose statin that does the trick. Plus, be very proactive with your mammograms and with breast ultrasounds and breast exams. Do we know why statins could be linked to breast cancer? No, they don't know. They just saw this. They don't know if maybe there's certain pathways that get damaged by statins such that your defense mechanism to fight tumors could be screwed. We don't know. But something like this kind of scares somebody like me. Also scary is HPV virus causing throat cancer in girls and in women and men. Study came out saying the human papillomavirus vaccine, the HPV vaccine, may actually be protective for that. So if you guys qualify for the HPV vaccine, you may want to check that out. All right, guys, we'll be back Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific time. Follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook, but please be safe. God bless.
Take me down to the little white church.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.